試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2020年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
ナンバーワン。
Mom, it's David. Guess what? You're going to be a grandmother.
Really? I've been waiting so long for you and Carol to start a family. Do you know if it's a boy or a girl?
Not yet, but we should find out soon.
Oh, that's wonderful! Your father will be so happy.
Question: What is David telling his mother?Number two.
So, Eddie, have you saved enough money for your trip to Peru?
Not yet, Charlene. I'm looking for another part-time job at the moment. Are there any jobs available at the restaurant where you work?
Actually, I think there are. If you like, I can talk to my boss about it.
That would be great. Thank you.
Question.What does the man ask the woman about? Number three.
Excuse me, do you know which bus I should take to Griffin Park?
You don't need to take a bus. You can walk there easily.
Really? How long will it take?
Only about 5 minutes.Just turn left at the next corner and go one block. The park won't open for another hour, though.
Question: What do we learn about Griffin Park? Number four.
So, honey, we've looked at 4 houses so far.Were there any you especially liked?
I thought that the blue one on Lee Road was the best, but it's rather expensive.
I know, but the location is fantastic, and it's really pretty. Maybe we should spend more than we were planning and get it.
Well, let's talk to the people at the bank again and then decide.
Question.What is one reason the woman likes the house on Lee Road? Number 5.
Hey, Daniel. You won't believe what happened yesterday.
Let me guess, Ellen. You won an award for your science project at school.
That's right.How did you know?
Your mom already told me about it.
Question. How did Daniel find out about Ellen's news? Number 6.
Excuse me, officer. Could you tell me if it's okay to park on this street?
You can park here until 4 o'clock if you have a parking sticker on your car.
Oh, well, I don't have a sticker, so I guess I'd better look for somewhere else to park.
There's a parking lot 3 blocks away on Davis Street.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 7.
Hey, Jim. I haven't seen you around the office lately. Did you go somewhere on vacation?
No. I took a few days off work because my son's been ill, and my wife's out of town on a business trip.
Oh, I see. Well, I hope he's better now.
Thanks. He's back at school today.
Question. Why was the man absent from work? Number 8.
Fred, I heard your wife and kids aren't very excited about your job transfer to Germany.
They're not. My wife doesn't want to leave here, and my kids are worried about speaking German.
Well, tell them that once they get used to everything, living abroad will be a great experience.
Right. If they think about it as a big adventure, they might start looking forward to it.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Fred's wife and children? Number 9.
I want to make pasta tonight, honey, but not just the same old spaghetti and meat sauce. Do you know any good recipes?
Try the internet. You should be able to find something interesting there.
Good idea. After that, I'll probably need to go shopping for the ingredients. Do you want to come with me?
Sure. As soon as I finish cleaning the bathroom.
Question. What will the man do next? Number 10.
George, have you watched those DVDs I lent you last month?
I've watched 2 of them so far, but not the other 2. Sorry, but I've been a bit busy.
Don't worry. I don't need them back right away. I was just wondering what you thought of them.
Well, of the 2 I watched, I especially liked Lost in Brazil. The characters were really interesting.
Question. Why does the woman ask George about the DVDs? Number 11.
Excuse me, I have a pizza delivery for a Janet Hill. Is this the right office?
Yes, I'm Janet Hill. How much do I owe you?
It's $32.95. Should I put the pizzas on your desk?
No, give them to me. They're for a party in the next room, but I'll take them there.
Question. What does the woman tell the man to do with the pizzas? Number 12.
Hello. Do you sell used video games at this store?
No, we only sell new games.
I see. The game I'm looking for isn't made anymore. It's called 100 Warriors.
Oh, yes. They stopped making that a few years ago. You may be able to find a used copy of the game on the internet.
Question. Why can't the boy buy the game 100 Warriors at the store? Number 13.
Mom, we have a long rugby practice today, so can you pick me up a little later than usual?
I can come at 6 o'clock. Would that be okay?
Yeah, we should definitely be done by then. We'll be at the same field as usual.
All right. Make sure you drink lots of water during practice.
Question. What will be different about today's practice? Number 14.
Hello, Henry Allen speaking.
Hello, Mr. Allen. This is Computer Plaza. We've checked your computer. It'll cost about $300 to repair it and replace the hard drive.
$300? That's a lot for an old computer. I think I'll just buy a new one instead.
Okay. We can recycle your old computer for free if you buy a new one here.
Question. What will Henry Allen probably do? Number 15.
Ni hao, Jimmy. That's hello in Chinese. I've been taking lessons at City Language School.
Really? I didn't know you were interested in foreign languages. And Chinese. Isn't that difficult?
I thought it would be, but it's not as much work as I thought. The teacher's really interesting, and her classes are fun. It makes learning so much easier.
That's great. Maybe I'll try the class too.
Question. What is one thing the woman says?